Time to check in with Dean Richards to get the entertainment news. Dean, I was really surprised last night on the network evening news broadcast. The Britney Spears story was like the second or third story on all the newscasts.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo had a legal analyst examining and dissecting the whole thing, because they say that somebody, you know, trying to get out of conservatorship, essentially guardianship, is so unprecedented and so unusual. But that's what it's been like for Britney Spears. Yesterday in a court hearing, she spoke about it publicly, probably with more detail than she ever has, about this arrangement that was set in place 13 years ago that made her father the conservator, essentially her guardian, to make all of her decisions for her. And she says that she can't stand it. She doesn't want her father to be in charge of her. She said that he loves when she is in pain. She said, "I cried for an hour, and he loved every minute of it. He loves the control. He loves to hurt his own daughter," according to her. She said that, you know, she's not allowed to make any decisions whatsoever, and she thinks that she can do it. She thinks that she would like to get married. She thinks that she would like to have another child, which under this conservatorship, as I understand the explanations of it, she's not allowed to do that without the approval of her father. So a judge is going to make a decision. They have to formally. Britney Spears spoke for 24 minutes uninterrupted yesterday. The transcripts are online if you're interested in, you know, seeing all that. And a formal request has to be put into the court to remove the conservatorship, and then a court will decide on whether or not she is mentally capable of making her own decisions, being on her own, being financially stable on her own, not letting people take advantage of her, etc.
What a story.
Yeah.
And this sounds to me like an Onion headline. Pope meets with Spider-Man at Vatican. Is that the Onion?
That's what I thought when I first read this, but it is not the Onion. It is the truth. At the Vatican yesterday, there's a video of a guy dressed up in a Spider-Man costume. You know how people come and, you know, have audiences with the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man met with the Pope yesterday. One bitten by the word of God, one bitten by a radioactive spider. You know, so in a way, it's sort of perfect. The Spider-Man guy is in real life a 27-year-old port worker in Italy. He dresses up as Spider-Man and goes to children's hospitals to, you know, greet the children, to, you know, perk their spirits up and so forth. And he's been doing it for quite some time. So he was allowed an audience with the Pope. He was seated in the VIP section of the Vatican for a ceremony that honored his work. And really, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, good for him.
I it's hard to tell sometimes with the crowds out in the Vatican. Whether or not Iron Man was there, you know, his other friends, Captain America, the Mighty Thor, you never know. You know, you look through the crowds, you never know who's going to be out there. But
we'll watch the news.
Yeah, keep an eye
later
on.
Tell us what happened to Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was rehearsing a fight scene for Indiana Jones 5 and sustained a shoulder injury. That's going to take him out of the filming process for Indy 5 for quite some time. They're going to, you know, film around him for a while. But, you know, he's 78 years old now. You know, maybe it's time to, you know, reconsider doing some of your own stunts. Maybe that was okay when you were going to high school at Maine East, you know, back in the day. But maybe it's a good time to let some of the stuntmen do some of the heavy lifting right now. So they're going to shoot around him for now, and you know, when he's able to, they're going to get him back in there, and they're hoping to still release the movie in July of 2022. I'm so happy to be, announcing another cancellation again. I just can't go cold turkey of stop, announcing what's being canceled because of different delays going on.
I know. Well, when I first heard about the Harrison Ford injury, I thought, and I'm sure you did too, has he been flying a plane again?
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, he was, that's amazing. That really was not that long ago where he was flying a plane and it crashed, and he survived it. And he's sustained several pretty serious injuries while making films and survives them all the time. Time for Calista Flockhart, his wife, to tell him to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah. And we have an update now on that Michael B. Jordan rum story we talked about yesterday. Yeah. What's the latest?
Yeah, a big controversy because Michael B. Jordan, the actor, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, star of the Creed series, is launching his own brand of rum, like so many of the celebrities are doing now, launching a line of alcoholic beverages. And Michael B. Jordan was getting a lot of criticism from lots of people in the Caribbean because of the name of the rum, Jervan, which is apparently a pretty big holiday. It's the equivalent of Carnival, but a little more profound than that. And people were concerned that he was trying to capitalize and commercialize what is a profound holiday to people in the Caribbean. So yesterday he announced that they're going to change the name of the rum. Didn't say what it's going to be, but they said Michael B. Jordan has apologized and said that he didn't realize that this was a sensitive issue the way that it is, and he doesn't want to be insulting to anybody, so they are going to change the name of the rum. So,
there you go. Today's celebrity apology.
Yeah.
And this is concerning news about the singer-songwriter who's the lead vocalist of Blink 182. What's the latest on Mark Hoppus? Is that him?
Mark Hoppus announced yesterday in an Instagram tweet that he has cancer, and that he is going to be has been under treatment, has been under chemotherapy for a while. He says he's scared, and that it his words, it sucks, and that he's got great doctors and is hoping that everything's going to go well in the future. But it's something that he did not think that he was going to have to deal with. He's only 49 years old.
Hmm. Yeah, that's scary stuff. Now, let's get into your controversy. This is all involving a Cuisinart? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, you think, with all the issues of the day, going on to stir up controversy, that I could get myself hooked into, some really good, juicy political controversy, something like that. Mine is about a food processor. Yesterday morning, I did my regular cooking segment, and I made homemade pesto, and I brought my Cuisinart, my food processor, from home, which works perfectly. There's not a thing wrong with it, not a crack in it, not a scratch on it, nothing. I've taken very good care of it. We post the recipe online. The recipe is a big hit. It was delicious. I made a pasta with green beans and toasted pine nuts with homemade pesto sauce on it.
This was on Channel 9 yesterday.
This was on Channel 9 for my Wednesday cooking segment.
Mm-hmm.
Really delicious. So I post the recipe and the video online like we always do. And what I was overwhelmed with were comments of people trashing my food processor. I was being appliance shamed by everyone because of the age of my Cuisinart. It's an older model. I'll tell you.
So what?
I bought it. I don't know exactly what year, but I distinctly remember going to the Marshall Fields warehouse sale on Diversey.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Diversey, it was on Diversey and Pulaski.
Yep.
I got it there. It was on sale, and it was my first Cuisinart, and it's great. I have never had a bit of trouble with it, except now. I bring it on television, and you know, you can't do anything on television or radio without everybody trashing you, like comments like this, saying, Dean, did you drive to WGN in your Gremlin today? How old is that food processor? I'm estimating easily 30. It might be 40 years old, 35, 40 years old. I've had it a pretty long time. Here's another one that says, hey, if it works, keep it. You wouldn't believe how newer models that I've bought and have hated. I'm envious of yours when I watched your cooking segment today. Here's another one saying, I noticed how old it was, too, but I thought that was because it was provided by WGN, implying that we do have some antiquated things that we, you know, are still in perfect use here. Here's another one that said, I was hoping that it wouldn't blow up when you started pulsing the basil with it.
Is this just a clever angling on your part, Dean, for a new Cuisinart from the company?
Well, I don't know if I'm saying that the thing works perfect. I should be featured in a commercial of theirs, you know, saying how well their products stand up. In other words, that old food processor may be worth
the perfect.
It could be like the Victory Auto Wreckers of food processors.
That old DJ is worth listening
exactly.
to.
That old Cuisinart.
But literally, there are hundreds and hundreds of comments from people who are shaming me, making fun of me, because I have this old-timey food processor, which works perfectly, and the other half of the people are like, hey, if it ain't broke, you know, leave it alone. You will never you'll never get one today that's as good as those old-fashioned models.
What was life like before social media?
It was very peaceful, as I recall.
Well, all right. Well, keep us posted.
Yes.
More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.